And hey, you guys are playing pretty well in the year 2020, aren't you?
2020 has been better than 2019 was to us, that's for sure.
What'd you do? Make New Year's resolutions? You go out and eat a lot of black eyed peas? What'd you do on New Year's to turn the table?
We got one of our injuries back, Mason Gash, senior, great football player. He's back. We're still missing another starter from last year, Noah Isles. He may be out for the rest of the season, but for starters, that helps to get one of those injuries back, and then having some quality time, I think, to kind of practice together and reevaluate some things, and really has helped us.
You know, I had a chance to come down to Higginsville this morning and present Mason with a plaque for being the KMZU Class 2 Defensive Player of the Year. I could tell. I mean, I know he's a good athlete, but he seems like a special kid. And I'm sure just having him there as senior provides a lot of leadership for your basketball team.
Oh, it does. You know, he doesn't have to score a ton of points or have a huge stat line to have an impact on our team. No question about it. I do believe his presence just alone is helped us, one with our effort, attitude, intensity, some of those intangible things.
Hey, we're going to double team you right now. I got Travis All in here. He says they used to compete against you, so he wants to throw a few shots at you.
Oh boy, bring him on.
He's there.
I think competing is maybe a bit of an overstatement. I think you were 9-0 against me, coach. So.
We had some good games.
Yeah, there were a lot of battles.
We had some awesome games,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
Well, I think, you know, we may be underselling you a little bit in the early part of the year. I'm looking at your schedule here. You played Lathrop, Lawson, Oak Grove, and Odessa, I think, twice. Those were your losses before Christmas. So you guys got off to a rough start, but part of that, you know, you're playing a tough schedule early in the year, and, you know, if you can keep the kids' heads in it, that's going to make you better down the road, don't you think?
Yeah, no doubt about it. We did play a tough schedule. those teams are tough. You know, Lathrop, Oak Grove, two Odessa losses. Some of those are hard to take, but we also didn't play up to at least what we thought was our standard. So we weren't happy. We got drilled in a couple of those games, and I think it was an eye-opener for everybody. We certainly learned about what we needed to work on when you play those kind of teams. And it probably was really good for us and got to focus on, watching film. We've watched a little bit more film this year than normal. And so sometimes playing those teams, you do learn a lot when you lose, as opposed to sometimes when you win, you just bag those wins and you move on to the next thing and you forget about some of the things you didn't do right. But we really tried to correct some things that we weren't doing right pre-Christmas.
Coach, you guys, big win over Concordia on Tuesday night, 65-38. You know, that definitely was your best offensive output of the year, I believe. What did you do well against the Orioles?
Yeah, I thought our kids got out and ran the floor really well. We kind of piggybacked off of what we had done the Friday night before. We got a win over Marshall. And I think our kids kind of woke up and started to believe that, oh yeah, well maybe we can do some of the things we're talking about. And we applied some, did a little full court pressure. Not a great deal, but enough to help us also get some transition points. And then I think maybe bottom line is we've gone back defensively and kind of stripped it down and gotten simple with it, and started playing quite a bit of 2-3 zone and getting back to our basics of that, which has helped us have success in the past. And the kids have really bought into that and done excellent with it.
Jim, tough week coming up. You're going to play Knob Noster in the championship game of that MRVC East Lafayette County tournament, whenever that will be. But you go to Knob, it looks like, on Tuesday night. Then Thursday you make the road trip down to St. Paul. That'll be a great game. Then a conference game, another conference game on Friday. You'll be our KRLI game of the week Friday night. You're back home to play Lexington. So three tough games this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Next week's going to be busy and tough, and you can add in next Saturday, the championship game against Knob Noster will be next Saturday. So that'll be four games in five days. But, that's okay. Kids love to do stuff like that. and it's going to be a challenge. Knob Noster is really good this year. We're just glad that we've turned the corner and haven't given up on the season, and we're ready actually to, you know, see what direction we can be headed, starting 3-0 here in 2020.
Ask you one more question. I'm going to let you take one more shot at Travis if you want to. But, hey, you know, I was talking today to Bob Gibson. I was just asking him how many years you, Jim Perrine, and Bob Gibson had coaching the Higginsville Husker basketball program. He told me that Jim Perrine was there for 19 years. He was there for 18, and this is your 20th year at the helm of the Husker men's program. So, boy, what longevity. And that's why you guys have had so much success, one of the big reasons.
Well, I'm pretty fortunate, Joe, to take over a program that was well established long before I ever came along, you know, and it's thanks to those two guys right there, along with Mike Witt, was there, I think, for 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, those guys had the program rolling, and, you know, I stepped into a situation where, you know, yeah, there were high expectations, and that was probably a little overwhelming in the beginning, but, with great kids and great parents, I was able to have success early on and maybe help some longevity that I've had.
Coach, you know,
yes, sir.
Consistency, it usually leads to good things. So it brought a little tear to my eye when you talked about the 2-3 zone tonight. I back in 2006 or whatever, played you guys the first time in that 2-3 zone.
Yeah.
Ate us up for a number of years. But you were down at the Southwest Livingston State finals game, 8-man. It was good seeing you there, and appreciate
yes,
you calling in and keep calling in this year for us, all right?
Absolutely, Coach Zog. It was good to see you at the football game and good to talk to you.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, Coach.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, it's Higginsville Husker boys coach Jim Stoner. Huskers again get a nice win last night as they knock off a good Tipton team in the semifinals of the Lafayette County MRVCE shootout. They win it 64-59. As coach said, they will play Knob Noster twice this week. Play them on Tuesday at Knob, back at Higginsville on Saturday for the championship of that tournament. So I know Jim will call us next week. Hey, let's take another timeout. Come back with more right after this.